Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
If we're willing to just see the teams based on like their record or where we have them, why the hell do we do that in the NFL? Why does a 14-win Detroit Lions team or 14-win Minnesota Vikings team, why do they have to go on the road to a 9-win team? Shouldn't there be a win difference enough? Like, let's just say you're 3 wins better than the division winner. Shouldn't I at least get the game at home? Why the hell am I traveling for 3 straight? I got 5 more wins than you.
So you still are the 5 seed, but you're hosting?
Yeah. Because
you have a better record?
Yes.
I think it's just because we never rank teams in the NFL where it college, that's all we
winning
do.
Winning your division is always been viewed as a significant accomplishment, and that you get home field for winning your division. Otherwise, here's the other downside. As much as I'm willing to give
a leeway.
But if you say all of a sudden that winning your division doesn't guarantee a home game, think about it on the opposite end. If I'm a wild card team, use the Green Bay Packers, I guess, would be the best example of this year.
Probably.
We know they can't win the division, but yeah, they're clearly a wild card, and they're going to finish maybe with 12 or 13 wins. And we know the Bucks are potentially going to win their division with 10 wins, if I'm not mistaken, in the NFC South. So if you were the Packers, you would also have nothing to play for the final 2 weeks of the season, because you had already known you couldn't win the division, and you know that you're still good enough to outdo the NFC South champion. So then you'd run into even less games meaning something the final 2 weeks of the season. That's my argument for not doing it that way, too.
I guess, but like we run into that, like there's a lot of that this year anyway, right? We just talked about the Lions had nothing to play for the second to last week. The Chiefs have nothing to play for this last week. They're like, I mean, other than the bad teams who definitely have nothing to play for, like half of the playoff field doesn't have anything to play for is for other than do we care to play this team or that team or adjust this or that, and the rest don't matter. It just seems like I think we've overvalued the division. The division should mean something. You should get a playoff spot, and I think most of the time, you should get
you
a home playoff
most,
game.
Most of the
no,
time.
But I think if you were three games better than the division winner, I get the home game. Three games?
Like,
that's a lot of leeway, man. That's your 10 wins, and I'm 13. If I'm 3 games better than you, you don't get
the
any.
The NFL schedule rotates around. Like, it's not like college football where, yes, the conference schedule rotates, but you still can pick non-conference opponents. In the NFL, it's technically a very fair scheduling system. It rotates around. If you're a first place team, you play a first place team that was the first place team the following year. If you finish last, you'll play the team that was last in their division the year before. It all works out. Doesn't mean that there aren't teams that exceed expectations. Every year it happens. There's parity in that regard. But I kind of get what you're saying, but it just doesn't work that way. It wouldn't work that way.
Cody, it sounds like what you would do then is it sounds like you would get rid of the format the way that it is. And Tampa Bay would be
the seven
seed.
I don't want to go that extreme, because what I'm saying is that the division is overvalued, but it should, as I think Gold pointed out, have value. That's
so you should
my
get
same
a bye if you win.
My same argument for Arizona State. I think you can reseed all the teams you want in the college football playoff. If you win the Big 12, you deserve a bye. You won the Big 12. You won the SEC. You won the 8. You won the Big 10. You get your bye. Winning your conference and winning your division should mean something.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say the winner of the Big 12 that year was bad, and for whatever reason, they were 9-3, and there were 2 undefeated SEC teams. In that case, I'd be willing to shake that up too. And if you're 3 games better,
that's a lot
like,
of
a limit when we're,
that's a lot of caveats. So like this, let me go to the
yeah, it only come up every once in a while.
It's like a year by year basis.
Yeah, it's only
like
going to come up once every like 7 years. It's going to come up.
Well,
that
we don't
year,
need to make a rule. We don't need to change the rules for something that happens once every 7 years, man.
I do if it's a 14-win team. I feel like one of these two teams is getting screwed.
Because, like, if you get into we need to rank teams or whatever in the NFL, then I can guarantee you that there are some teams that are ranked that might miss the playoffs that are actually better than some that make the playoffs in some cases. Like,
winning and losing still matters, you know? Like, I do
correct,
still think
correct.
That. there's value in that.
I mean, look, if this was college football, based on how all the media talks about Cincinnati being the best 8-8 football team in NFL history, the committee would give them a damn bye and say they deserve it. That's right. My goodness.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't want to ever lose sight of the fact that, but like, that's also the thing about the division is wins and losses don't matter in the division. You can be sub-500, still get your ass in the playoffs for winning your division. So we ignore wins and losses when it comes to division. We just erase it. It has almost no power. You still get a home playoff.
I mean, how many of the division winners are below 500 in their division? I doubt. I mean, I haven't looked, but I'm either none or like one. I mean, if you're going to win your division, you can't probably have a losing record against your division and win the division that year.
Yeah.
The math just wouldn't probably work out for you.
You can have a losing record overall.
You're playing six games against your division. If you were 2-4 in your division, my guess is, without looking, my guess is you didn't win your division.
No, probably not.